IVM.
Till the early 20th century, the deadly virus called polio was largely unknown to humans. Although you might find it mysterious, because polio had been in existence for thousands of years, and evidence of polio was even found in Egyptian stone inscriptions dating back to 1580 BC. The virus became widely notorious when frequent polio epidemics began to appear in Europe and the United States around the early 1900s, and fear spread among the population of the First World countries. When the initial cases of polio appeared in India, it was as late as the 1960s, and by the time polio became an epidemic in India, it was the 1970s. However, by this time, developed countries had already taken preventive measures to control polio. While polio was initially recorded in 125 countries, by 1988, it was under control in most other countries except Afghanistan, Nigeria, Pakistan, and India. And you'll be shocked to know that a few years later, it was India that the world was raising the eyebrows about, because it posed a real challenge for global polio eradication. It was mostly because of Moradabad, a small district in Uttar Pradesh that was given the dubious distinction of being the polio capital of the world. India was considered the only place on earth where the war against this crippling virus was yet to be won. Did India finally win the war? What happened to the people of Moradabad? Stay with us to know more about this interesting story. Hello and welcome to A Century of Stories, brought to you by IDFC First Bank. Always you first. I'm your host, Kunal Vijaykar. And in today's episode, we bring you the story of Moradabad, the last bastion of polio. Polio is a highly infectious disease that mostly affects young children, causing crippling and severe paralysis of the limbs and spine. Research has revealed that the polio virus actually attacks the nervous system within hours of infection and leads to spinal and respiratory paralysis, and in some cases, even death. The Indian government, along with the National Medical Council of India, fought hard. The oral polio vaccine developed by Dr. Albert Sabin was introduced by the government of India in 1978 through its National Immunization Program. In 1995, the booth-based pulse polio program was launched. Door-to-door vaccination was also introduced by 1999, and the eradication of poliovirus type 2 was achieved the same year. Now, despite all these measures, the war was not won. Also known as the wild polio virus, it raised serious concerns as the virus appeared in three different variants, namely WPV1, WPV2, and WPV3. The persistence of WPV type 1 transmission in western Uttar Pradesh, specifically in the district of Moradabad, became a major concern to the world. In 2006, the WHO named Moradabad as the single most concentrated pocket of polio in the world. Quite challenging indeed. As you know, rumors spread faster than the disease itself. So did some baseless yet deadly rumors about the polio vaccine. The people of Moradabad went into a shell as unscientific rumors did the rounds. In simple terms, the people of Moradabad were extremely fearful of the vaccine. Despite arranging a thorough vaccination drive, the government officials noticed severe impedance to the campaigns. Soon, the government realized that it could not implement any programs without gaining the people's confidence first. The challenge wasn't so much in organizing vaccination drives, but it lay in spreading awareness and convincing the people of Moradabad to indeed get vaccinated. People came together from various strata of society, from religious leaders to clerics, from educated civilians to the district task force, and even representatives from the subdivisional magistrate's office and departments of health and education. They all came together to counsel families. In fact, the district magistrate himself conducted daily briefings to educate people about the harmful effects of the polio virus and its only cure, the polio vaccine. They tirelessly worked at the grassroots level to impart scientific knowledge to the people. The people of Moradabad slowly began accepting the vaccines. But more was needed to be done. So, at the start of 2007, the government of India embarked on an intensified vaccination strategy in Western UP and the neighboring Bihar state. By mid-September of that year, Bihar had already conducted 10 vaccination campaigns, a record level of polio vaccination activity held anywhere in the world. In September, Moradabad also underwent the 8th vaccination round. On the first day of the campaign, over 6 lakh children were immunized at over 3,000 booths across the Moradabad district. You'll be surprised to know that by the end of the round, a week later, nearly 10 lakh children had been immunized throughout the district. "We know the world is watching what we are doing in Western Uttar Pradesh," said a proud Dr. Hamid Jafri, who was the project manager of the World Health Organization's National Polio Surveillance Project at the time. The efforts were so fruitful that the villagers started treating the polio eradication volunteers with respect, even offering them tea and snacks. They were no longer suspicious and understood the disease, its vaccine, and most importantly, started trusting the government officials. In January 2011, the most dramatic victory against polio was achieved when India declared itself completely free of polio. However, according to regulations and health norms of the United Nations body, a country had to be free of polio for 3 consecutive years to be declared completely polio-free. This was also achieved in 2014. The milestone was described by WHO's Director General Dr. Margaret Chan as India's greatest public health achievement. India was finally declared a completely polio-free state globally. And this is how we won the Battle of Moradabad, the last bastion of polio. You've been watching A Century of Stories brought to you by IDFC First Bank. Always you first. I'm Kunal, and I'll be back next week with the story of the Reserve Bank of India. IDFC.